Okay. So yesterday, in the first year on Yehar Layavar, we developed basically two general approaches in the Mefarshim as to what is the Iker, what is really the Mechayev of Yehar Layavar for specifically for the Gimel of Eres Chumras. Right, we developed two different approaches, whether it's because of the Chumras HaIsser or whether it was because of Chilul Hashem. So as we pointed out yesterday, a very important distinction between these two different approaches, I'm going to flush that out today with a very important nafgamina of Avar v'lo Ne'erag, but we'll jump too ahead of ourselves. But basically, in a very important, it's called test case between, a litmus test of these two different approaches, is basically whether the Avera still applies in the context of the Harliyab, right? In the context of basically the Pikuach Nefesh of a Chaybam. Basically, right, if you think that the Chumras HaIsser is the Mechayiv, and we pointed out yesterday, then basically you're saying that despite the counter pressure of the Chaybam and Pekuach Nefesh, these three Averos Chamuros basically stand their ground that even in the face of a Chaybam, in the face of Pekuach Nefesh, that even though Pekuach Nefesh and Chaybam neutralize or Docha all other Yisrim in the Torah, these three, they're not Docha, and therefore when the person goes ahead and violates the Isser is as if he violated the Averos of Ritzicha, Gila Raios, and Avodah Zarah. But if you think that the Mechayev is Chil Hashem, then that approach is likely to think that really the factor of Pikuach Nefesh, the factor of Vechaybem, was Doche, neutralized even these three Averos Chamuros. So therefore, right, and therefore you have to come on to the side factor of Chil Hashem. What comes out, according to that second approach, according to the approach of Chil Hashem, and if you were to ask, when let's say the person is Avar v'lo Ne'erag, right? He was supposed to give up his life, and he goes ahead and commits the crime. The question is, was he the Avera of Odozara, of Shvichas Damim, Gila Raios? So according to the Chil Hashem approach, he was not over, because the factor of Pikuach Nefesh, the factor of Vechaybem, was Doche, these Averos, basically just like, Shabbos is Nitcheis, so too these Averos are also Nitcheis, and therefore the Averos themselves don't apply, and it's just a side factor of Chil Hashem. So we're going to see in a couple moments that therefore a good nafkamina between these two different approaches is whether a person is Chayev Misa for having violated these Averos. And if they're Chayev Misa, which means they violated a capital crime, that would point in the direction of the Chumras HaIsser approach. Well, if you think there's no capital crime, that might point in the direction of the Chil Hashem approach. Again, we're ahead of ourselves. I just want to highlight that's generally what we're going to be looking at. But before we do that, before we look at, move on to an afkamina of the two approaches, it's important to note that while we developed last time the Rambam in a lot of different places, right, seems to be taking the Chil Hashem approach, right? Both of his placements in Yisrei Torah and different formulations in different places. He keeps on, repeating the idea of Chil Hashem. So I'm going to just mention that my father-in-law had a mahalach to say that while the Rambam surely had that one of the factors at hand for the Rambam is clearly Chil Hashem, he thought that it was clear from a number of Rambams that there are two dinim. That beyond the mechayev of Chil Hashem, there is also a mechayev of Chumras HaIsser. We're going to now go through a number of Rambams which seem to imply, again, that there are really two dinim. Again, we proved the first din of Chil Hashem earlier from all those Rambams that, explicate this factor of Chil Hashem. We're going to see now from a number of Rambams where it seems from the Rambam that he also thinks that there's a factor of Chumras HaIsser at play, that even in the face of Chaybam and Pikuach Nefesh, the Rambam still thinks that these Averos Chamuros are still at play, and therefore could be Mechayev Yehareg Layavar. We'll go through a number of Rambams right now. So the first one is Sanhedrin Perek Chav Halacha Beis. So the Rambam here in Hilchos Sanhedrin is introducing the general idea of the Ptzur Ones, to say that if you violate a capital crime, right, an Avera, which is known in the Chayim Misa, but if you violate that Avera, but Ones, you're going to be Ptzur from all Onshin, whether it be Misa or Malkus or whatever it may be. And it's important that in this context, the Rambam cites as an example the Gimel Averos Chamuros of Yehar Vayavar. And again, if the Rambam, we'll see the Lashon inside in just a moment, but if you thought that for the Rambam that the only Mechayev was Chil Hashem, and that really the Averos Chamuros, So then, you wouldn't give Yehara Vayamro as an example of the Ptur Ones being Poter you from Onshin. Because if the Rambam only held of the Chil Hashem approach, then presumably he would hold that the only factor hence Chil Hashem. But V'chai Behem, the Pikuach Nefesh was Docha the Averis themselves. So the reason why you would be Pater from Misa is because the Pikuach Nefesh was Docha, neutralized the Isurim, the Averis at hand. But the fact that the Rambam has to come on to the Ptur Ones tell you that even in the context of Yehara Vayavar, where there is Pikuach Nefesh, that even so you have to come on to the Ptur of Ones, the implication of the Rambam is that beyond the factor of Chil Hashem, there is also the Averis Chamuros themselves. And therefore, the Averis Chamuros themselves even apply B'Makom Pikuach Nefesh, B'Makom V'Chai Behem, and therefore the Rambam needs to come along and bring the Ptur of Ones. You understand what I was trying to say? Mm-hmm. But again, if the only Mechayev for the Rambam was Chil Hashem, and we took the classical second approach, that's only Chil Hashem, but the Averis themselves have been neutralized, B'Makom Pikuach Nefesh. So then, you're trying to justify the lack of Chiyav Misa for someone who went along and violated the Aver. You would say, there's no Chiyav Misa because there's no capital crime. Because B'chai Behem neutralized the Aver, and the only Mechayev was Chil Hashem. But if you're the Rambam, and you need to come along and say, oh, the reason why you're not Chiyav Misa, B'di'evet, in the context of Yehari Vayavor, right, someone who was Avar, Lo Nerag, the only reason why you're not Chiyav Misa is because of Ptur Ones, then you're clearly saying that really without the factor of Onis, you really did violate the Avera. Meaning the Averos, beyond the factor of Chila, the general factor of Chil Hashem, the Averos Chamuros themselves applied. And therefore, since you violated the Avera of Varazara, Tzicha, Gilarayos, therefore you would think you're Chayav Misa, if not for the factor of Onis. So again, the fact that the Rambam has to come on to the Ptur Onis implies that without the Ptur Onis, there would be the Avera Chamura. Let's just see inside, I want to take the question. This is the Rambam in Paraches, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis, where the Rambam, again, gives Yehara Vayavar as like a paradigmatic example of the Ptur Ones. Rambam says, Kol mi she'asa davar she'chayavin alav misas beizin ba'ones, whoever violates a capital crime under duress, ba'ones, ein beizin be'misin osa. Right, there's a Ptur Onshin, there's no misas beizin. Now he says, and now he gives an example. Va'afal pi she'haya mitzuvah she'har vayavar, even though there's a specific context where it was ba'ones, but you were actually mitzuva, despite the ones, to be vihar la'yavar, to give up your life, and afal pishachilas Hashem v'hu anus, and even though you were mechal shem shamayim by violating the avir, because the Torah said you should really give up your life, still, because v'hu anus, eno nerag, because you were an ones, because you're under duress, still, you don't get killed. Shenemar l'naru lo sasadaver, right? That's the p'tur, that's the makor, the p'tur ones, right? V'zu azhar l'bezin sh'layanshu esa anus, you never give misas bezin, and really any onshin to someone who is an onus. So again, the Rambam, in the context of the general p'tur ones b'chol Torah kula, gives the example of the Yehara Vayavar, which the implication is that even though in the context of Yehara Vayavar, right, there's a pikuach nefesh, there's v'chaim behem, he obviously holds that Pikuach Nefesh is not Docha the Averos. The Averos, therefore, even B'Makom Pikuach Nefesh are still there, and therefore you would be Chayav Misa if not for the Ptur Ones.
So, according to this approach, could we still say that, sort of, without the fact of Kiddush Hashem, the Chayav Behem is Docha the Averos, it's just because of Kiddush Hashem, therefore that takes us back to the Gimel Averos, you know, being at risk?
That's an interesting question. I'm assuming not. Just because, meaning a lot of Rishonim, meaning basically just say, oh, the Chol, I mean, question, why would that be? Meaning, there could be a Mechayev of Chol Hashem, even if the Averos themselves are.
But you're saying it's sort of like parallel to Marzayim, isn't it?
Correct, it's all about the exact. It's all about the exact. Chol Hashem's point, that's not, is very much perception driven. We're going to see even that there are going to be Shitos who think, I'll say, perfect examples of Avodah Zarah, for guys who haven't, we'll do this in a couple days. But there are Shitos who say that even that Yehara Vayavar applies to Avodah Zarah, even in cases which are not actually technically Avodah Zarah. Because there's a perception that the person is violating Avodah Zarah, that's enough to be Mechayev. So again, if you take the Chil Hashem approach, it's very much perception driven, it's very much based on, oh, there's a perception that you're basically willing, you know, to violate even these big three, you know, at the hands of this, at the hands of this honest. So basically, you're neglecting your religion, even the most chamor, you know, aspects of our religion, in order to save your life. That's basically, it's a chil of yandus. So again, because it's very much perception driven, we'll see other nafkamina of this, you know, factor, whether it's actually perception driven or it's actually based on the technical violation of the others per se. Because it's perception driven, therefore you could very well say that you can have a mechayev of chil Hashem based on the perception violation, even if the Averis themselves are actually
mitzvahs. You can't, but I mean, it's also, it seems like you could also say that the Melech had no longer applied.
But it's hard to, I mean, it's hard to know, why would you say that? I mean, because once you say that chil Hashem is independent, so then why would chil Hashem, meaning, then like, you know, undo, you know, the dichway of a chayben? And what's the connection between them? And the more you separate them, the more you separate the perception of violation from the violation itself, it's harder to then explain. And once you justify how you could have the perception without the actual violation, it's then harder to understand. So why would then just the chil Hashem alone, you know, trigger?
Especially when you get into like my focus territory, it's like, sometimes I'm very conservative thing of like, you know, your life should be safe. So once you're already supposed to, you know, get killed,
That is partially it, but it also, we'll get to this also later, about v'chayim could also be, you know, to redeem the mitzvahs. That because the mitzvahs are only given for the purposes of a chaybeh, therefore, in all situations where your life is at stake, the mitzvahs will not apply. So that could be.
Right, assuming that original
life. Exactly. Yeah. You're right. You could say that again. Yeah. I'm not. I hear. It's a possibility. I didn't see it like. Didn't see it in that way. It's probably a possibility.
I was gonna say, why don't we say? Can we say that the kavod nefesh is type of onus? Therefore,
there are two different factors. You're right. Pikuach nefesh is definitely also an onus, but it's more than that. It's more than just a classical onar of osasadar. It's also a factor of chayda. I mean, normally onus is like a p'tur b'diavad. Right? If you did it b'diavad, you know, you're not going to get punished for it. But it doesn't mean it's multiple katzchila in a lot of situations. But v'chaybehem is basically to tell you that, no, in certain situations where you're, I mean, not only an onis, but it's the onis of misa, it's also pikuach nefesh, that the mitzvah doesn't even apply in v'chlam. So you're right that every pikuach nefesh is also, generally, is also onis, but pikuach nefesh is more than onis. So basically, so in light, I guess this is getting back to Asher's question, I think. But basically, in light of this, you know, understanding of the Rambam Sanhedrin, we're basically saying the fact that the Rambam is applying the Patur Onis, basically that shows that he must hold that the Averis themselves apply, because based on the Chil Hashem factor, you know, the Chil Hashem factor shouldn't justify a Chiyav Misa. So then you can also ask, so why does the Rambam, remember, we actually brought this Rambam also to prove that he held of Chil Hashem, because the Rambam here says in the context of Yarei Le'Avar, Afal Pisha Chil Es Hashem. So it's clear the Rambam is, you know, characterizing Yehar Layavar at least also as Chil Hashem. But from our perspective now, is to understand is that, according to, what?
That's
what I was saying. Yeah. So Aram, to suggest, first to ask the question, then to suggest an alternative, is the question is, so why is the factor of basic Chil Hashem relevant at all, right? If I'm right, Chil Hashem has nothing to do with, you know, the Avera, the application of the Avera itself, and therefore potential of Chiyah Misa, so then why is the Rambam saying Afal Pi Shechil Hashem? That should be irrelevant from the perspective of Chiyah Misa. So again, according to Asher, that would work. I assume that's what you're trying to answer. But another way to justify, I mean, to explain the Rambam, is to say as follows, is that when the Rambam is pointing out, because the Afal Pi that's a Yehar Vayavar, and Afal Pi that's a Chil Hashem, because the Rambam is coming to basically obviate a particular Havmina as follows. That it's more internal to whether to the Patur Onis. It is as follows. Generally, a Patur Onis applies, right? Because generally you have an Avera. There's an Avera that's normally in the books, which normally the Torah says, oh, don't do this, right? Under your own volition. And there's a separate, you know, Parsha of Onis, which says that if you violate that Avera, but Onis, you're going to be punished. But the thing about Yehara Layavur and the Chilul Hashem, which is unique, is that the Torah went out of its way to mechayev you specifically in the context of onis. Now, generally, the Torah doesn't talk about onis. Onis is only a case of ptur. The Torah doesn't generally say, oh, don't violate Shabbos, but onis. It normally says, don't violate Shabbos. And if it happens to be an onis case, that's going to be ptur. But the unique aspect of Yehara Layavur is that the Torah went out of its way to tell you that, as you know, Howard's pointing out, is that every case of Yehara Layavur is a case of onis. So the fact that the Torah was mechayev you to be Yehara Layavur, that's basically, that could have been interpreted as saying, oh, the Torah is hereby suspending the Petur onis. Because since the Torah specifically was discussing, in the context of Yehara Layavur, was specifically discussing a case of onis and saying, oh, the chiyuv still applies, you could have a havamina, and we're going to see that some shittos actually hold this, that when the Torah is mechayev yehar layavar b'makam onis, that's the Torah's way of saying that we suspend the petur onis. And some people say, and therefore that's the justification for a chiyuv nisa b'di'evin, and that's why some people think, in fact, the petur onis doesn't apply in the context of Yehar Layavar. So it could be what the Rambam is doing, is coming to basically obviate, coming to neutralize that Havamina, and say, even though, because of Chilul Hashem, and basically the din of Yehar Layavar, the Torah is telling you that in this case of Ones, you should give up your life, that's the Afalpi. Afalpi came, we still hold the Petur Ones so plus. And so again, in the day, even though Chilul Hashem itself doesn't relate directly to whether the Avera applies, we're saying the Chilul Hashem and the Mechayev of Yehara Layavar on the Lechatz Chilul level, in the context of Onis, could be the Rambam saying, you might think that that would undermine the Petur Onis, K'mash Mulan, that Afa Pike and the Petur Onis still applies.
Again, but why would you think that would undermine it? If it's just Chilul Hashem?
No. As I'm pointing out, is that you put two Ha'aros together. The Rambam holds that it's both Chilul Hashem and the other. So really, the fact that you have a havamina of Misa is because there's the second din of the Avera Chamura applies. Why then does Rambam, why does he even mention Chilul Hashem here? So the answer is he mentions Chilul Hashem not to justify the havamina of Chiyuv Misa, but to just basically as a havamina that perhaps the Petur Ones wouldn't apply. So you're right. Because of the Avera Chamura applying, that's the havamina to have the Chiyuv Misa. Perhaps because of the chiyuv of Yehara Layavar machmas, partially machmas, the Chilul Hashem, that might you might think that might undermine the Petur Ones. K'mash Mulan, no, the Avera applies, and the Petur Ones still applies despite the chiyuv of Chatzchila of Yehara Layavar. So again, that's Rambam number one in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Again, the havamina of applying chiyuv misa implying that the Avera Chamura is still at play. So another Rambam, getting back to Yisodei HaTorah. Right? Yisodei HaTorah, Parakei, Halacha Beis. So here, it's actually a raya that my father did not bring, but I think it's a very strong raya. I think it's a very difficult Rambam to read, because the Rambam introduces everything backwards, which makes everything very confusing, right? What you think are the rules and the exceptions, he like flips everything. Basically, we'll read in a moment, but if you read carefully, hey, Beis, what emerges from the Rambam is that he only applies the Petur of Hanas Atzmo to Farhesya. He doesn't apply the Petur of Hanas Atzmo to the Averos Chamurus. Right, and based on our analysis yesterday, we pointed out, and based on the Machokas between Machamas and the Balamor, right, that the notion of Hanas Atzmo is very much Chilul Hashem oriented. Right, if the Mechayev of a particular Yehara Layavar is Chilul Hashem, so then the Petur, then the exception of Hanas Asma should apply, because it's no longer Chilul Hashem when the Anas is just doing it for his own benefit. It was pointed out. But once the Mechayev, if the Mechayev is only, or additionally, there's an additional Mechayev of Chumrsa Isser, so then that would explain why the exception of Hanas Asma wouldn't apply. So again, if the Rambam felt that the only Mechayev of Yehari Vayavor for the Gimel Chamuros was just Chilul Hashem, so then it wouldn't make sense why the Rambam wouldn't apply the exception of Hanas Atzmo to the Gimel Chamuros, just like he applies into Farhesya, which is based on Chilul Hashem. But according to what we're saying now, that the reason Farhesya is only Mishum Chilul Hashem, so that's why the Petur of Hanas Atzmo applies there. But when it comes to The Gimel Chamuros, not only is there Mechayev of Chol Hashem, there's also Mechayev of Averos Chamura, the Chumras HaAvira, so because of that second Mechayev of Chumras HaAvira, that second Mechayev is not neutralized by the Ptur of Hanas Asma. And that's why the Ptur of Hanas Asma wouldn't apply and wouldn't impact the Harag Vayavar by the Averos Chamuros. So again, the fact that the Rambam limits the Ptur of Hanas Asma to Farhesia and doesn't apply to the Averos Chamuros, I think is another very good indication that the Mechayev of the Averos Chamuros is not only Chol Hashem, it's also the Chumras HaEser. Yehuda, would you like to read this very complicated background drama for us?
So that we...
I didn't always keep track of these
Bamei Vamurim.
It's a Yavur
Vayarig.
Because right, remember that we discussed yesterday, Halacha Aleph, he discusses the Shar Mitzvos where it's Yavor, what are you supposed to violate? So he says, when do we say you're supposed to violate?
The Shar Mitzvos, Chutme Avodah Zarah, Regula Arayasim, Shikh Tamem, Aval Shalosh, Averos Elu, these three, M, Yomar Lo, Avor, Achas Mehan. Oh, okay. All right. So if you're threatened to violate one or get killed, you harig the al yavur. Let yourself get killed.
So far you just said basically the din of avur val yeharig, right? To violate, that's by shar mitzvos, but by the big three, you harig by yavur.
By medvarim amurim, zmancha hagoy miskaven. That's only if the guy has kavana for his own anak, goncha, ansu, levnos, obeis of Shabbos, olavash alo, tavshila, o anas isha, bevala, kayotzeva. So it's only, and all these things he has the kavana for himself. Aval im, neskavin leha, avir al hamitzvos, levad, if his only kavana is. So I get to violate the mitzvah, imhaya,
beno. Sorry, just stop, right? So, Bamedav Amurim was already clear from what we just read. He said, everything that I just said basically all applies Bahanas Atzma. And that seemingly includes what he just said about the Din of Yehar Yavor, even by, sorry, the Din of Yehar Yavor by the Averos Chamuros, again, which he's now saying, that would even apply if it's Hanas Atzma.
This guy in Avira al Mitzvavad, if that's his only Havana, im haya beno levinatmum, so if you're by yourself, Angel, Azar, mi Yisrael, Yavor, al Yaharik, so then he should still do that Avira. Vim unto that Avira, but Azar, mi Yisrael, Yaharik, but al Yavor, Afilulo, this guy in the Avira, ala al Mitzvah.
Oh, very good. So, right, so in the Rama, again, it's a very interesting formulation of the Ptur of Hanas Atzmo, and we'll probably get to this at a later point, if we, you know, it's here at that point. But basically, right, it's clear that he only applies, or you could call it the exception of Hanas Atzmo, to the realm of Farhesia, but when it comes to the Averos Chamuros, that's going to apply even by Hanas Atzmo, as we pointed out, that works out very well with what we're saying now, that there's an additional Mechayev to the Harag Vayavar, the Averos Chamuros, of Chumras HaAvira, which is therefore not, you know, impacted by the factor of Hanas Atzma. Fine. Okay. So another Rambam.
He's not being Soser himself. We're just seeing this other aspect.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, as long as you have two Mechayvim, right? Once you have two Mechayvim, and assuming that each one alone could be Mechayv, Yehar Layabur, so then he's basically just saying, therefore, in the case of Hanas Atzma, where even if you think that the Chol Hashem aspect has been neutralized, since he thinks it's an additional mechayev of Chumras HaEser, so therefore that's going to suffice to be mechayev Yehar LaYavur, even in that case. So again, the Rambam is very consistent. He always holds up two dinim. Certain cases, one is going to, you know, manifest itself, and one is not. You know, because in different contexts, you know, one might be the driving force. Let's say in the case of, you know, the Chiyah Misa, you know, the Chumras HaEser is the driving force. In the context of, you know, and Hanas Atzma, again, the Chumras HaEser is the giant force. In other contexts, he's focusing on the Chol Hashem. But they both are always there. The question is, in different contexts, you know, different, you know, ones are going to become more bullet and more accentuated. Yeah.
The Rambam holds that the Gilgamesh is both Kolosheim and Chumash Esar. So, what's the Nafka meaning between saying that and saying that it's only Chumash Esar?
You're saying when is there a chumra of the of Chol Hashem?
Or a kula?
Well, the kula, the kula of Chol Hashem is like we just saw right now. So there won't be a chiyav misa. So later also there won't be a chiyav b'dyaved, and there'd be a ptura of an azazma. So the kulas of Chol Hashem are easy. You're asking for a chumra of Chol Hashem. So that. Again, so later, it's a good question, but it could be, that's what we're discussing, it's a perception, I guess. That if you focus on Chumra Sa Isser, so then it's going to be very limited to what is technically a Maisa of Rezara, a Maisa of Tzicha, a Maisa of Gila Rayas. Once you think it's Chil Hashem based, so then it can be more expansive, something which is perceived as these Averas Chamuras, even if they aren't technically these Averas Chamuras, because at the end of the day, if there's a Chil Hashem associated with the violation, even if you don't actually have a violation of the Chumra Sa Isser per se. So that would be a potential argument. We'll get to this later. What we're going to see is a whole discussion about what exactly constitutes, Avodah Zarah in this context, Gilarias in this context, and Shlichus Damim in this context. And you're going to see that this issue, how much is the technical Averas, and how much is it the perception of this Averas being violated. So that would be an example of the Chumra of Chol Hashem.
Presumably this rhymes also not so, because you can say Gimel creates enough Kolashem itself without then, like the role it does.
Over
time?
We're
saying in terms of this riot from the Sedek Thurl of Hades,
that there
is something for the fact that
the Petur of Hanel's Atzim does not apply?
Right.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, okay.
I think somebody say that the Gimel Averos themselves create enough, Kolashem, even without the factor
La Hanos. No, the problem is when it's La Hanos Atzmo, why should it apply? The Raya is
saying it's even if the whole thing is Kishma, right? So yeah, it's La Hanos Atzmo, but
it
shouldn't apply. I'm saying, is that 100% Machria? Because maybe just the inherent nature of the Gimel Averos is such that they automatically create.
Oh, you're saying even Makom Hanas Atzma?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess it could be. Rishonim don't say that. Meaning the Baal Mor, obviously, and the Mechamis, the way they discuss it, the Baal Mor thinks it does apply, and the Mechamis only thinks it doesn't apply is because it's Chumras Isser.
Right.
So definitely, he's assuming like this. Yeah. So this would align with Rishonim's analysis. You're saying you could conceive of a possibility where just the association with the Avera creates Chol Hashem, even if it's La Hanos Atzma.
Yeah, meaning his motivation happens to be La Hanos Atzma, but in the present he's seeing how strongly the ruler is.
Could be. Again, the Rishonim don't seem to assume that. They seem to assume that as long as something is Chol Hashem oriented, even if it's connected to the other Averos Chamuros, they're going to think the Hanos Atzma would be a factor. But yeah, it's possible.
Even if you just like a share, you just play around with your semantics a little bit, it'll end up being exactly the same thing. Just change your definition, tweak your definition of Chol Hashem, tweak your definition of or the answer.
No, he's saying that it's fully. He's saying it's fully Chol Hashem.
I'm saying that if you change,
no, he's just saying the association.
If you make it so that, as in, he wants to say that there's something that there's inherent Chol Hashem within the Avera, but if you define the inherent Chol Hashem in the Avera, if you call
no, there's inherent Chol Hashem by doing the Avera, but even.
But if you call that, you can just like label that as
what about the case of the perception? I could say that the perception of Gila Rashi and Rosara is so strong that it creates Chol Hashem Yehar Bal Yavu. You're not doing that idea.
Yeah, he's trying to disentangle it completely from Chumash Isser. I'm just pointing out that a lot, meaning the normative approach in the Rishonim seems to be that any Chol Hashem type approach, type Mechayev, would be neutralized by the factor of Hanos Atzma. That's what it seems to be coming out. Fine. So again, another couple of Rambams here, which is important. So again, so far we've seen the Rambam by the Havamina of Misa, if not for the Petur Ones. We just saw the lack of applying Tur'atzmo to the Gimel Chamuros, both again indications that there's an additional factor of Chamuros Isser beyond just the Chil Hashem. The third Rambam, again, which is the larger topic, I'm not getting into all the details, is this in Hilchos Yisurin Mizbeach, Dalad Vav, or Perek Dalad Halacha Vav. So here the Rambam points out that basically Paskins is a whole sig in Avodah Zarah and in Dalad, which we might get to at some point, not now. Basically, the Rambam Paskins that the Din of Nevad, right, there's a Din of Nevad, basically that an animal which has been worshipped as Avodah Zarah, an animal regarding which a mice of Avodah Zarah has been performed, has the status of Nevad, it's been worshipped, and then has Dinim of Yisurin, etc., etc., no, it can't be part of Mizbeach, Psal Karban, a lot of Dinim. You know, that stem forth from the din of Neva, right? It was worshipped by a Maisa of Avodah Zarah. So again, the Rambam paskins, like some of the Amoraim in the Sugya in Avodah Zarah there, that the din Neva applies even b'makom ones, again, even presumably the ones of Pikuach Nefesh. So again, this simple understanding, right, the implication is that even b'makom Pikuach Nefesh, Right. There would be a din of neva. That means a ma'isa of avodah zarah was performed on this animal. So again, if you think that the makom pikuach nefesh, the ma'isa of avodah zarah or the avera of avodah zarah has been neutralized, because if you think that if you take the pure chil Hashem approach, the chai bam completely neutralizes the avera of avodah zarah, so then you could say from a certain perspective there was no ma'isa of avodah zarah done. So why would you have the din neva?
Jesus, avera.
That's why it gets into the Neva discussion. So say it like this, we gotta mention both options. But basically, Bepashtus, the Din Neva requires the person to have performed the Maaseh Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you really held, Rambam really held, like classically explained, it held like a pure Chil Hashem approach, right, within which we say that the person, or the V'chai Behem, was Doche, neutralized the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. So according to that approach, the person didn't perform a Maaseh Avodah Zarah. So then you would expect, presumably, there would be no din of neva. And therefore, again, just to spell it out, if in fact the fact that the Rambam applies the din of neva here, and the Pasha's in indicating that the person did perform a Maaseh Avodah Zarah, meaning that V'chai Behem didn't neutralize the Maaseh Avodah Zarah, again, that would be another indication of the Rambam accepting this approach, that beyond, he's not a pure Chil Hashem person, he thinks there's also the Chumras Isra is at play. But again, as you guys are pointing out, this raya alone would not be mukhrach without the other evidence, because the din of nevad is flexible enough. There's evidence for this, again, not to get into this, that even if you think, the way we'll say is that there's no maisa of avodah zarah mitzad the gavra, or from the perspective of the gavra, v'chai behem did apply and neutralize the avodah zarah as connected to the gavra. But it could be, as long as it was like a maisa of avodah zarah, even if that maisa of avodah zarah was not mitzuruf to the gavra, it could be that should suffice for the din of neva. Yeah, that would be an internal neva discussion. The question is, what is the koveya for neva? Do you need a maisa avodah zarah which is mitzuruf to the gavra? Some say you even need a maisa avodah zarah mitzuruf to the gavra, which is also chayiv misa. There's a lot of shittos in the Gemara avodah zarah there. Or do you say the opposite extreme, that no, as long as there's an objective maisa avodah zarah, even if it's not mitzuruf to the gavra, that would suffice for the din of neva. So again, depending on the on the nature of neva, what is needed to trigger the din of neva, that would impact this riot. Okay, but again, according to one understanding, this would be consistent with the Rambam as holding that there's also Chumrasa Isser at play. Fine. Rambam number 4. Back to Yisodei Torah. Right, so there in Hey Vav, and that's where the Rambam transitions, right, the beginning, the first 5 halachos, he's discussing the classical Yehari Vayavar case of an anos. Right, and a perpetrator comes with a gun, the proverbial case of, a gun to the head, do this, or your brain's out. Right, the other case, which is discussed really in Pesachim Chaf Hei, is where, as Danny mentioned Friday night, this Sugya Yehar Le'Avar also comes up in Pesachim. This is really Pesachim Chaf Hei in the context of Choli, right, where it's not an issue of a perpetrator of an us putting a gun to your head, but it's rather that you're faced with a terminal illness. Right, Sakanas Nefasha is based on your illness. The question is that the refuah entails one of the Gimel Averus Chamus. So it's a parallel case of Yehar Le'Avar. The Gemara there has, the parallel Pesach of that you can, be merapi,
killing somebody to solve a sickness, how does it work?
Somehow, whatever that case may be. The classic case of Avodah Zarah, using a Asherah, that's the case in the Gemara.
Oh,
that's the classic cases. So the Gemara, I mean, it could be that it doesn't apply technically, but the Gemara is basically saying chutz me'al, you know, the Gimel Averos, Chamuros, again, whichever ones would apply. But the one, the Gemara, is the Asherah. That's probably the simplest one. Oh. But it's important, if you look at the Rambam, I'm not sure if you read it inside for in a moment, point when the Rambam basically equates these two types of Yehar Layavim. It says, oh yeah, both in the case of the Anos and in the case of the Refuah, right, you both have them, the Dinah Yehar Layavim. But it's a very important distinction in terms of the issue of Avar Lo Nera. Busy Evid, if you went ahead and you violated, what is the Psak? So again, we pointed out that the Rambam thought, in the context of the Anos, he says, there's a Ptur Onis, this is on Hilchos Sanhedrin as well, that there was an Onis, and therefore you're going to be Pater if you violated the Dieva. We're going to see in the context of Refuah, the Rambam paskins that if someone goes ahead and uses, basically violates one of the Averus Hamuros in order to save himself from this Refuah, he's going to be Chayiv Misan. So we'll just see this inside, we're going to have to analyze this.
Before. It says, Kitten Shamra Bonsin, the same way like we said by Onsin.
Onsin or Anosin?
It says onsen. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Fine.
Yeah.
mine
says onsen also.
Fine. Kachol and bechalot. So you're saying by sickness is case. What's the example? Mishach olav and not the most. He's about to die, or he's going to die. V'amr laharofim sharefu also b'day b'davar plomi. Amin. Assur m'shasur and shatara osen osen. So the halacha is the doctor say
osen.
Right. You do it. So even though he actually was over it, not thinking about his life passively, the Alchiz basically kills him for using those things.
Exactly. So right, while the Rambam starts off by equating these two types of Yehar Layav, the case of Anos and the case of Choli, it's clear there's a very serious nafkamina between them in terms of bidyevet, if you're avar v'lo nerag, if you violate it instead of being killed. As you pointed out, avar v'lo nerag ends up being a very important test case for what's going on here. But just to analyze this, so that long minchas chinuch that I had, you see, I'm sorry if it was a little too long, but it's the minchas chinuch, and supposedly pointed out, which just seems to be plush pshat. The question is, why is there a chiyad nisa here? So presumably there's a chiyad nisa because there's no onus. And the idea seems to be, you could have argued this, but this seems to be according to the Rambam, that when the person putting a gun to your head, that's sufficiently considered an onis, and therefore, you know, under that pressure, you know, under the pressure, because, you know, there's time pressure, he's going to kill you, we have to be over, so if you're over in that, you know, time pressure type situation, that is considered an onis, and therefore you're pater b'dieved from Misa's Beis. But, according to Minchas Chinuch and the Rav, if, in the case of the Choli, I guess there's no gun to your hand. Again, you could have said, oh, it's an onis, because, you know, that, you know, your life is at stake. But according to the Rambam, according to the way they're explaining it, which makes sense, because before it was clearly it's an onis, and here he's not applying the onis, so it seems like there is no ptur onis here. And therefore, they're explaining this lack of the gun to your head basically dictates that there's no onis, and therefore, when you violated the Avera, you violated the Avera, for which you were Chayev Misa.
Isn't that considered onis because you were holy? That's the onis itself?
Yeah, I mean, the chiddush is that that's not a sufficient onis for your, in this context. That's, yeah, exactly. As I was saying before, you, like, you know, if you just thought about the case, you say, it sounds like pretty onis. Sounds like onis to me. But again, at least it could be there's a higher level of onis required in the context of the Harlei Avar. Could be. And we pointed that before when the Rambam says, you know, Afal Pi Shechilas Hashem, we pointed that where the Rambam has the Havamina, that, you know, because the Torah was Mechayev you to be Harlei Avar in this context, you could have a Havamina that suspends the Ptur Onis completely. So we pointed out the Kamash Malan is that it doesn't. But it could be that it still raises the stakes of what constitutes an onus. And therefore, it could be that even if, let's say, Choli would ordinarily, the Chol Torah Kula, be, you know, would constitute an onus, perhaps in this context of Yehar Layabur, where there's a chiyuv, you know, to withstand the onus, that in this context, it's not considered an onus. Just to finish up, and it's important. Oh. So my father-in-law pointed out is that, just to take, you know, the analysis of Minchas Chinuch and the Rav just one step further, right? What they're pointing out is that the lack of an anus means there is no onus. Exactly, because there's no gun to your head, therefore, it's not considered an onus. Follow up pointed out, it could be that same notion, it could be there's also no factor of Chilul Hashem. So it could be the only time where there's Chilul Hashem is when you give in This might actually get to that Nachri Rashi earlier. Where you give in to the perpetrator, to the honest. Basically, he's like, and that's why where Hanas Asma comes in, potentially. But basically, what's going on is that basically the perpetrator is basically putting you up, saying, basically, oh, it's your religion or it's your life. So in certain circumstances, we require you to basically uphold your religion. Right? So it could be, and that's where the Chil Hashem comes in, because it's basically where you're busy, your religion is at stake from an outside party. Could be, but that only applies when there's an outside party, when there's an anos who's coming along and threatening the religion. That is, therefore, to give in to such a request, to such a threat, that's Mechal Hashem Shemayim. But in the context of Choli, there's no perpetrator, there's no one saying, oh, it's you or the religion. The religion's not coming under attack from anybody. They're just a mitzias of Choli. So it could be just like there's no onus, by that same token, there's also no Chil Hashem. So here, specifically in the context of Choli, the only Mechayev would be the Mechayev of Chumras HaIsser. Again, where it works out well with the fact that you're Chayev Misa here, but that only proves that there's also Chumras HaIsser. But again, pointing out, it could be that just like there's no Ones here, there's also no Chil Hashem here at all, and therefore for the Rambam, it could be when he transitions to Choli, let's see, the next Rambam might align with this, he's going from the Anos cases, which has two Mechayevim of both Chil Hashem and Chumras HaIsser to Choli, where there's only one Mechayev of Chumras HaIsser.
But not
the Ones part.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Very good. Good job, Moshe. That's also my gears here. Okay, very good. So in light of that approach to assuming the transition to Choli as being only Chumras HaIsser, I follow off though that could be why the Rambam in the next halacha in Hey Zion, it's only after he mentions the gimel of Averos in the context of Choli that he starts bringing down all the Makoros for all three. So the point is, he was asking why didn't the Rambam bring the Makoros for the gimel of Averos when he first introduces the din of Yehoram HaYabur in the case of Anos by the gimel of Averos Chamuros in Beis, as we read before. But it could be that the reason why he only brings them now is to highlight, because in this context, Makor highlighting the Chumras HaIsser, in this context of Choli, the only Mechayev is the Chumras HaIsser. And therefore, Davka, in this context, where he's highlighting the Makoros, because here, meaning the lone Mechayev of the Har Mayambor, is the Chumras HaIsser, as highlighted by the Makoros. But earlier, where there was also Mechayev of Chil Hashem, therefore he was downplaying, he didn't need as much to bring the Makoros earlier. That was just in line with this idea. So again, those are basically five Rambams altogether, and there were other ones. These are the five to discuss, or basically highlight that it could be for the Rambam, right, in contrast to his, classically understood, as the Rambam is clearly just purely within the Chil Hashem approach, that he also really holds generally that there are really two dinim, except in the case of Choli, where there's Tavka, the one din of Chumras HaIsser. Fine, okay. So with that, we'll now move on to really the biggest, the clearest, nafka mina of these two approaches of Chumras HaIsser versus Chil Hashem, as we pointed out before, is the nafka mina of Avar V'lo Nera. Basically, is there going to be a Chiyuv Misa if the person goes ahead and, violates the Averus when he really should not have? Again, as we pointed out, this could be a very clear test case, because if you take the pure Chil Hashem approach, Chil Hashem alone is not a capital crime, and according to the pure Chil Hashem approach, where the Averos themselves have been neutralized due to the factor of Pechai Behem or Pikuach Nefesh, therefore there's no capital crime at hand. While if you take the Chumras HaIsser approach, the capital crime is at hand because the Averos of Ritzicha, Arayos, and the Avodah Zarah are at play, and therefore there would be at least a possibility for Chumras HaIsser. Fine, so we're going to go. There's so much time left, so we're probably going to go through this part a little more quickly, skip certain things that I plan on doing. So basically, before even getting to the strict shittos, there are two important gemaras which seem to be relevant to this question of Avar V'lo Nera. But again, they're not clearly relevant because there are, in both cases, there are alternative ways to read the gemara, as, there are basically alternative ways to read the gemara, in ways which basically have these Gemaras as not being relevant to the issue of Avar v'lo Nered. So just to go through these Gemaras very quickly. So the first one is in Sanhedrin Samach Aleph Amud Beis, context of Oved Avodah Zarah, Me Ava Umeyu. What is someone? Really quickly, the Itmar, the Machlokes.
Itmar, Oved Avodah Zarah, Me Ava Umeyu, Abaye Amar Chayev, Rav Amar Chayev. Abaye Amar Chayev, Da Halacha, Rav Amar Potter, Ika Lele, Da Locha,
So what do you have? Basically, the case where a person is Oved Avodah Zarah, the ambiguous term, out of fear and out of love. So Machlok is between Abaye and Rava, whether you're Bidyeved, Chayev Nisa, or whether you're Pater from Nisa. So we're going to see, according to some Rishonim, this is exactly our issue of Avar Lo Nera, right? This case, right, of Yahar Lai Avor. The Ava Vira is the threat of Nisa on the hands of an Anas. And look, you have Machlok is between Abaye and Rava about whether you're Chayev or not. So again, since we Paskin like Rava, always, so that this would be a great raya, according to those Rishonim, that look, there's a patur that even though it's a chiyav chatzchila behar le'avor, Rava here is a great raya that there's a patur b'di'evit if avar v'lo nera. Oh, so this is the way, this is the big issue in Rishonim, this is the way the first daya in Tosos lands. Right? If you read it inside, I'll probably read it next time. Because of the first daya in Tosos and Samach Aleph and Beis, clearly assumes, reads the Gemara, is the classic case of behar le'avor, and basically asks, the kasha is, what do you mean? Yahar v'yavor, how can we put it from Misa? And so there's a very big distinction between the chi of Yahar v'yavor l'chatzchila and the chi of Misa v'diyavor. And that's the way the first Tosos understands it. But according to the first day in Tosos, this gemara is exactly relevant to our question of what about Yahar v'yavor im avar v'lo nera v'diyavor. Other Rishonim, alright, so again, according to the first day in Tosos, this gemara is very much relevant. We'll get back to the details. According to other Rishonim, this Gemara is not relevant because basically the case of Ava and Yira is not Ava and Yira, you know, of an Anas, the person is threatening to kill you, but it's rather, you know, changes the type of Avodah Zarah being violated to basically dictate that it's not a case of real Avodah Zarah. So again, do this quickly, basically with the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Gimel Vav, has the Shita, that basically says, if you basically worship Avodah Zarah, not because you believe in it as a god, but you just think because it could do good things or bad things for you, whatever exactly that means, that's Avodah Zarah, and that's why Rava is poter you. Again, Chiddush Iran on the spot here says, if you're worshiping something because you think that it could do good or bad for you, that's included in Avodah Zarah. So again, that's an Avodah Zarah issue, and like, is there an idea, is Avodah Zarah limited to when you're worshiping something the Torah's God, or does it extend to worshiping something which you basically attribute godlike attributes?
Yeah, like charms.
Exactly, yeah, those types of things.
But you don't actually believe a charm is a god.
Exactly,
right?
But you think it could do God, you attribute godlike attributes. Again, not getting involved in this, this is more upfield, but again, that's one way to neutralize this Gemara and say this is really not talking about Yahar Vayavar, but yet. And again, Tosus and Sanhedrin, the second daya, in a different way, says basically, is a case where, you know, everyone serves this entity, you know, out of fear and out of fear or love. This is the case, like, just like Haman, but no one actually treats it as a god, so therefore that's the reason why, you know, that's what's going on in the sugi here, that's why Rava is poter, because it's not really a Avodah Zarah. So again, if you hold like the Rambam and the Tosos in the second day in Tosos, basically the patur, according to Rava, is because this is not a real Avodah Zarah case. And therefore, this Gemara is irrelevant to our discussion of Avar V'lo Nered, where we're talking about a case where you actually violated Avodah Zarah under duress. According to the first day in Tosos, it's clear that this Gemara is relevant. Okay, just want to get through these quickly. And the second Gemara, which is potentially relevant, potentially not relevant, is the Gemara in Yevamos. Right? I'm not going into all the details there. This is where the Gemara has the klal of Ein Kishoy El Midas, right? It's pointing out that while a nivellos, a woman is completely passive in the Maisabia, because of the kishoy, meaning aspect to for a boel, the klal is Ein Kishoy El Midas. So there's always das associated with the kishoy, and therefore there's always das associated with the boel's involvement in a Maisabia. So the big question again is, what is the impact of this klal of Ein Kishoy El Midas, this idea that there always is das associated with a boel's involvement in a Maisa Bia? And again, is that going to be relevant to whether, you know, the application b'diavad of a ptur ones to our cases of avar lo nehra? So the Rambam in Yisurei Bia, Aleph Tes, basically thinks that this klal is very much relevant, and he basically interprets this klal in Kishrei El Midas as saying that the ptur ones can never apply to a bala, right? While the ptur ones applies, you know, in other contexts, meaning for, you know, capital crimes. A capital crime of a boel is not subject to ptur ones because in kishrei el midas undermines the ptur ones. And according to the Rambam, this klal is very much relevant to this question of avar v'lo nerag, because he says if avar v'lo nerag, if you generally like the Rambam think that you're putter because of ones, the Rambam thinks that in kishrei el midas is an exception to that. Yeah, that's the Rambam in Yisurei Bia. Others, however, think that this klal of in kishrei el midas will not be relevant to the issue of yehareg layavur. For one of two reasons. So the Tosos on the spot in Yivamos there in Gimel on the base, going on to Nidala and Aleph, it's important for the general Avar V'lo Nerag Sugya, basically points out that in Kishrei El Midas doesn't undermine the Ptur Ones B'dieved. It's only relevant for a different discussion, the different discussion of Karka Olam. He basically points out there are two issues in the Sugya of Yehareg Layavor. There's the Lechatzchila issue, whether Yehareg Layavor or the Psak of Yehareg Layavor applies Lechatzchila. And the second question, which we're discussing now, Avar V'lo Nerag, what is the Psak B'dieved if the person, you know, inappropriately goes ahead and violates the Avera? So while the Rambam thinks that in Kishrei El Midas is relevant to that second question of right, B'dieved, Tosfos there thinks it's only relevant to the Lechatzchila question, not to the Avar V'lo Nerag. And the way he says it is that in his larger discussion of Karka Olam, which we'll get back to at a different point, when we pointed out, we saw that the Shita of Abaye is an exception to Yehareg Layavor, is Karka Olam, is when the person doesn't perform a Maisa involved in the Avera. Right, hence, Esther Karka Olam, Habay. So, basically, according to Tosfos, what in Kishrei El Midas means is that. And that means that in contrast to a nivellus, which could be Karka Olam, and therefore could have the Ptur of Karka Olam, for her not to be subject to Teharig Bal Tavor, in Kishrei El Midas means that a Boel is always considered to have performed a Maisa through the Kishrei. And this is his Lashon. And therefore, according to Tosas, what the sugya of Inkisha Elamidas is only on a lechatzchila level to say that the ptur lechatzchila of Karka Olam doesn't apply because a boel is always considered to have performed a maisa due to the klal of Inkisha Elamidas. His lashon is the Inkisha Elamidas. Therefore, the chashiv kaosa maisa. It's as if he performed a maisa, and therefore would always be subject to the din lechatzchila v'yehareg layavur. But again, according to Tosas, this klal is not subject to the question of b'di'evet, but rather to l'chatzchila. And according to the Ramban in Yevamos, particularly the second day of there, also a larger discussion, but the Ramban in Yevamos there, in his second day, thinks that this klal of in kishrei el midas would not apply to a ones machmas pachad misa, basically to the case of yehareg layavur. He thinks that whenever, if the ones, if the kishrei basically is machmas pachad misa, that's not considered midas, because he says if you take away the pachad misa, you know, you wouldn't be performing that kishrei. So therefore, according to the Ramban, an exception to that klal is a case of yehareg layavur. So for a different reason, I don't want to get into the details right now. According to Ramban, basically that klal is not relevant to our sugya because that klal doesn't apply in the context of yehareg layavur, where the ones is related to an ones of pachad misa. So again, while the Rambam thinks that sugya is relevant, the both Tosos and the Ramban think that it's not relevant for two different issues. So next time, I think we'll just start with going through the different shitos. Where we just discussed, you know, the different Gemaras which might or might not be relevant to this question. Now we're going to go to the concrete shitos, going through the shitos in terms of whether a person is chayiv misa or is not chayiv misa. For being avar v'lo nerag, I'm going to have to see what the implications are both for those particular shitos opinions regarding the general mechayev yehareg layavur, as we already started to explain, whether there's a capital crime at hand, and also in terms of their understanding of whether or not the ptur ones would apply. We'll just pick up with that next time.